come in. Sure. She's gonna be giving a long briefing these days. Have a more, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Tone of things and the attitude and so forth. They got an investigation here this morning. I said, Republic, there's parts statement, I said, the president asked for an investigation to satisfy the information that we see. No one in the White House was involved, and no one did that. It was not possible at that point, but I thought it was worthwhile making.
My God, they keep asking that question.
No, perhaps I haven't.
Basically, they keep asking that. Basically, Ron, they know damn well I don't ever made a statement. I'm sure I did not raise that much money.
Well, see, Dean was coming the other way, so I kind of took Dean on a little bit today.
What did Dean
say? Not it.
What did Dean say? Oh, the Dean. That's the story about it.
True. But I didn't take him on a name.
No.
Okay. I don't think we should have.
No, sir.
Then we cut the houseman fine or just got the statement out.
Did Irvin make this clear?
No, Ned Baker did. Now, I talked to Applebaum this morning, who said, he said, lay it out. He said, let it ride for that. He said, then lay it out. Well, I don't know if we should do that. DeMarcus put together a rundown as to what we can say at the end, just to go through that.
I just feel that way.
In the perspective. They're pressing for a press conference. I said, there's no date or time set.
I know the impression, but you don't feel we should have.
No, I don't. I
the press conference.
No, sir.
You sure don't want one on television? I suppose you can have one in the office. Now, if I may ask,
not yet.
What the hell is it?
Provide information and to be open with the press. And do it in a way that may indicate a little bit of change. I'm not sure it's the right answer.
Rob, the only thing about the brief in your case is that you do it better than anybody else. Just all through the story. I'd rather be the other guy who whoever comes on because I have the same bad questions. He is going to do it as well. And my feeling is probably going to do it on the press conference. I'm going to go out there and not get anything to do. But I don't think we ought to have a president who just dragged out and kicked around.
I agree
about this stuff. Let's let the committee go. Let deans, but I do think this. I do think that you could, rather than war on freedom, just on the alternate days, have a cabinet officer for you on a particular subject. The briefing today will be such and such, and then you brief three times a week. Why don't we start that?
Well, the only problem with that is the cabinet officer.
No, no, he will not answer that.
Of course, then, well, let me think this through. I just...
Or Warren. Warren can handle a lot of your questions. Warren's pretty good at it.
Yeah, Warren Harris, right?
He's been there a long time. And you just find a way to be actually out of the briefing.
I think what I'm gonna...
I don't think you should be in the room. Actually, you would just go remember it. Go ahead.
I'm going to spend some time with the guys individually this afternoon and try to get their tone shifted a little bit. It's not aimed at you. You sure it's not? It's not particularly aimed at me. It's aimed at the situation. It's aimed at me.
Why the hell, for example, were the documents following you? A 50-beat Sullivan story in his statements. Not that, if that's the truth story. Listen, Perlis, I didn't order them over here. I didn't order the goddamn things over here. Sullivan brought those things over here. You know? Matter of fact, when you sit here, the president know it. He heard it, to be frank with you. Well, I can't even recall. But I might have, you know what I mean? Perlis, I might have said they brought those over the past or something. I don't think he ever did. You understand? Say that. But you know what I mean? People ask, well, I don't got down people rough things by me. I mean, I don't care. But to my knowledge, I have never heard of a goddamn thing. Never been. Do you hear about it being ever? See, I've never met Sullivan,
unfortunately.
I have nothing to do with that. But there's the Sullivan tab. Incidentally, let me ask you about another thing. Ruffles House was,
you
would just
worry of Aflonov. I talked to him this morning. First of all, Aflonov has no government business. Aflonov is 100% holder of his company. So he has no SEC.
Right.
He's audited totally every year.
Yeah.
So he is holder. I'm not so sure we should do that yet.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Just not putting it out.
Recollection. You know what I'm concerned about?
What's that?
Secondly, I think that Bob and John, by the way they were seated on the stage, by the end of it, because just wrapped around the accident. Because we are, and they are, the testimony, and perhaps even the scope of the tone, but I'm not going to we are allowing steps like the national security stuff, like the Dan Sullivan's of the world, the unlimited gift of God, allowing these types of actions to create impressions that we were much of, but that we were, and that we were a bunch of wrongdoers, particularly the president. And now we have to face this.
I know.
There, if you really cut through it all, there are men like Hunt, men like Woody, men, quite frankly, like Colson, who got this situation to where it is.
Sure.
If you even examine what Bob and John were concerned about,
you're the Thank you.